Alrighty, welcome back. It is Farm Talk, Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. One of the aspects of the 2018 Farm Bill is farmers get to make a choice in their election in the various aspects of the farm program. They had to wait a couple years, but now they can do it every year for a while. Nobody needs explanation of ARC or PLC. Those are acronyms that stand on their own, but here's one that you may not have thought of, ARC-IC. Is this an option for you? Let's find out. North Dakota State University Farm Management, Business Management Specialist, Andy Swenson joins us. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Mick.
Seems like we only talk to you once or twice a year now.
Well, at least we still talk.
That's so true. It's good to have you on the radio. You are kind of slowing down. And what is this I hear? You're going to Florida this weekend?
Yes, I am. Friday for a week. So good timing.
Excellent timing. Too bad you couldn't take off here before.
Yeah, right. Maybe a little on the late side, but yeah, so pretty good.
Yeah. All righty. ARC, agricultural revenue coverage or price loss coverage, all those are farmers are familiar with. What is the new agricultural revenue coverage / individual coverage or ARC-IC? Well, it's not new, but it hasn't had much interest under the last farm bill.
Yeah, you're correct on both counts. It was part of the last farm bill, you know, and we had this ARC and PLC decision, but ARC-IC, or individual coverage, it got very little play. Less than 1% of the base acres nationally were enrolled in it. And there's, you know, several reasons for that. One of them, it is a little more complicated, a little more paperwork because you have to track your own yields on your farm. And another thing people didn't like is that you only get paid on 65% of the base acres instead of 85% like you do on our county or PLC. But it's still something, you know, in certain situations, you know, guys might be able to benefit from.
So what is the discussion should precede a decision?
Well, a couple of things. One, you have to look at what you give up if you go to ARC-IC, and that is you give up the option of ARC County or PLC. And, you know, if a person has a farm unit or FSA farm that's got a high base of, say, wheat or canola, which looked to pay out pretty decent in 2019 crop year because, wheat looks like it'll pay on either our county or PLC. It's a little early yet, but particularly it looks better for PLC, I would say. But and then, of course, canola is going to have a good PLC payment. So you don't want to lose that. So that's probably one of the first things I'd look at is the base, the makeup of your base. And if you got a lot of base, like in soybean and corn doesn't look particularly good either as far as either our county or PLC for 2019. You know, that'd be one of the first things I looked at. Another thing, in a rare situation where you have an FSA unit that was 100% prevented planting, didn't have 1 acre of a covered commodity planting, and what you did have of covered commodities was all prevented planting, that should actually be a no-brainer for ARC-IC because that you'd be guaranteed a maximum payout, which would be 10% of the benchmark revenue. that's a rare situation. If you have just 1 acre or more that got planted in a covered commodity, then actually any PP acres are actually ignored in the calculation. It's just if it's 100%. So that's kind of a rare situation. And then there are some other ones, too. You know, it's kind of a struggle this year on production. If the general farm revenue was down, or I shouldn't say that if the general farm yields were down on all the crops, that might be a candidate for ARC-IC. So ARC-IC is kind of a unique animal because both PLC and ARC County, you know, they're paid on the payment rate is based on the crops for which you have base acres, and you go by county yields for ARC-IC, and of course just the price on PLC. But it's It's dictated by the crops for which you have base acres. In ARC-IC, what you have base in, you know, whether you got in base in wheat or corn or soybeans is totally irrelevant with ARC-IC. The only thing it looks at is the total base. And so that's, so if you have generally farm yields are down, you might trigger a payment with ARC-IC that would be in excess of the other two. The other unique aspect of ARC-IC is that it is the one which is actually coupled with what you do on the farm. By that I mean it's dictated by your actual farm yields on the farm that you would enroll in ARC-IC. So that's a different one. It's a little different calculation of what your revenue guarantee would be and of your actual revenue, because you're going off your the yields on your farm, not by county yields.
Sure. Yeah, the 2018 Farm Bill does provide farmers with a lot more flexibility in that they can now change their election. The 2014 Farm Bill, that was, you made the choice and stuck with it, and it was good for the first half and not good for the last half. And now this Farm Bill gives us some ability to choose. In the beginning of the 2018 Farm Bill, ARC County got, 76% of the elections, 23% went to PLC. That left 1% for ARC-IC. Was there any part of the USA that was focused on ARC-IC?
Yeah, probably the highest enrollment in ARC-IC was in Montana, but it still was low, you know, by less than 5%. Mm-hmm. But that was the highest, and they you know, pushed it a little more there.
And what farmers made the choice to go to ARC-IC and why?
Well, I think generally it was the same reasons we discussed. If you had, going into the last farm bill, for example, it looked like, if you had corn base, that would be a good one to have. But let's say you didn't have any corn base, but you wanted to grow corn. With ARC-IC, actually, it didn't matter what your base was. If you trigger a payment at 65% on your total base, you didn't have to have corn base to benefit from it. So if you grew corn, then you'd go by your actual yield history of corn and your actual revenue, and so you might trigger something. And so it's more complicated, and you got to take a look at it. And I think that's one of the reasons it wasn't as popular, because of its a little more calculated, a little more record keeping involved, a few more moving parts, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah. We're a society that wants to take a pill and everything's better, and this requires a lot of analysis. Now, you also caution farmers about enrolling more than one entity or an FSA farm in ARC-IC. Why is that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I kind of forgot about that. But it's another unique thing about ARC-IC, is because you enroll with the whole farm unit. Of course, with ARC County or PLC, you just go by crop by crop. So you could have, your wheat base and PLC and your soybean base and ARC County, et cetera. Where in ARC-IC, it's a whole farm. When you come up with your revenue guarantee and actual revenue, you just do a weighting average from the crops you actually grew. And the reason you probably want to be cautious about enrolling more than one FSA farm in ARC-IC is because all of the FSA farms you enroll in ARC-IC, that a producer does that, that's all combined, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if you had five units, it's all combined as if it's one unit in the calculations, and you know how it is, kind of like with crop insurance, the bigger the area and the more number of crops you're including in the mix, the less chance of a payout, because, one crop does well, another crop does poorly. And, geographic area, too, the more size you cover. So it kind of decreases the chance of getting, getting a payout. So
sure.
I think it's probably best to take a look at maybe just one FSA unit and see if it'll fit. Another thing that it may work out is with ARC-IC, you have to come up with a you know, a revenue guarantee, and that's based on what's happened on the farm. And of course, every crop that you grow, like in 2019 here, that's a crop that you have to calculate a yield history on, and that yield history is a 5 years, 2013 to 2017. And of course, you may or may not have grown that crop all those years to have a yield history. But if you don't, if there's a missing year that you didn't grow the crop, they give you 100% of the adjusted county yield. And so if it's a situation where you're in a part of a county that, you know, you typically, for whatever reason, have lower yields, that's an advantage, because if you have to fill in a lot of years for which you didn't grow the crop, you might get a higher yield to plug in there and therefore increase your revenue guarantee and increase your chances of a payout. So there's a couple of nuances like that where it might work out for folks.
All righty. Andy Swenson, North Dakota State University ag economist. He's a farm business management specialist. And this, it sounds rather complicated. I know nothing in farming is simple these days. Only got about 10 seconds to go here, Andy. If you go to the FSA office, will they help you make the decision, or should you talk to your insurance agent, or who will help you decide?
Well, I think, yeah, it's a good question. You know, I don't know if the folks at the FSA office, you know, have time to, you know, spend that much time on it. And, you know, some crop insurance agents are up on it, and that's kind of the service they are providing, you know, is to help folks with this farm bill decision. But I think that's a mix. But probably the best to go on our website, just go NDSU Farm Bill, and we've got a decision aid tool, and we've got this news release that kind of details the steps.
All right. Andy, thank you. Have a fun in Florida. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Mick.
You bet.